How do Iran's surface-to-air missile systems work? Who decides on targets and when to launch? I asked John Blaxland, who is Professor of International Security and Intelligence Studies at the Australian National University.
The Iranian armed forces are quite centrally controlled, and they have stricter and more tightly held management of decisions than most armed forces in the region. So the actual battery of the surface-to-air missile system, which would have been responsible for pulling the trigger or pressing the button to fire the missile, would have had a chain of responsibility that was answerable to higher authorities in Tehran that they either were complying with or failed to comply with. And this is a real question mark here about what's going on. Who ordered that missile battery to be on alert near to the international airport of Tehran, aimed at aircraft, civilian aircraft, leaving Tehran for international airspace?
Now, Justin Trudeau also said this may well have been unintentional. That statement, of course, leaves open the possibility that it may have been intentional. Which do you assess it to have been, and why?
Well, what depends on what you mean by unintentional. Was it unintentional to hit a civilian aircraft? Yes, I think that is quite possible. Was it unintentional to shoot down an aircraft? No, I don't think that is highly likely. There is a possibility that this particular missile system could be set to fire automatically. But to do that, you have to predetermine that you are going to point it in a set direction and that you are going to give it authority to fire at anything at will with certain specifications, including something that looks like a Boeing 737. What is more believable is that the aircraft was detected by the SAM missile battery and that they identified it as a target and they engaged it as a target. And whether or not it was deliberate, whether or not they viewed it as a target of military in nature or a civilian one is another matter. And there's a whole debate there to be had. And this is one of the reasons why I think Iran does not want to show its hand. It does not want to show either connivance or absolute stupidity on their part. And both of those scenarios are ugly.
So could it have been a rogue element, given the kind of structure you described earlier about, you know, the extremely sort of tightly disciplined structure of the Iranian military?
Yes, it's possible, but it's highly unlikely.
What specifically would motivate Iran to bring down a Ukrainian passenger jet, as it turns out, with many Iranian Canadians on board?
Yeah, you have to think about some pretty awful possibilities here, but the bottom line is that Iran has been looking to avoid escalation, but has been rhetorically talking about retribution. And one plausible way of getting retribution is to hit proxies, close American allies, partners of the United States, and here I'm thinking Ukraine and Canada, but Australia could have been targeted in this capacity as well because we work closely with the United States. And Iran has a track record of acting in a way in Iraq, in Syria, in the Gulf and beyond in ways that are flout international conventions.
John Blaxland, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Linda.
Professor of International Security and Intelligence at the Australian National University, John Blaxland.